This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Arissa Melton. At least 110 people are feared dead in a weekend attack on farmers in the northeast part of Nigeria. The attack is blamed on Islamic jihadists that are active in the area. United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator for the African country, Edward Callan, said in a statement he was outraged and horrified by what he called the gruesome attack against civilians. It happened in the village of Koshobe near Borno State, capital of Maiduguri. Callan said it was the most violent attack on innocent civilians this year. He called for the perpetrators to be brought to justice. Late Sunday, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres' spokesperson issued a statement in which he strongly condemned the horrific attack on rice farm workers in Koshobe village. Guterres reaffirmed the UN commitment to support the government of Nigeria in its fight against terrorism and violent extremism. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari issued a statement condemning the killings, in which he also said that, quote, the entire country is hurt by these senseless killings. Buhari said the government had equipped the armed forces with everything needed to take all necessary steps, he said, to protect the country's population and its territory. Although there is no group that has claimed the responsibility for the weekend massacre on Nigerian farmers, such attacks have been carried out in the past by Boko Haram or the Islamic State West Africa province, both of which are active in northeast Nigeria. White House senior advisor Jared Kushner and his team are headed to Saudi Arabia and Qatar this week for talks in a region simmering with tension after the killing of an Iranian nuclear scientist. A senior administration official said Sunday Kushner is to meet Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and the Emir of Qatar.